Recorded Books presents King of Thorns by Mark Lawrence, narrated by James Clamp.
Prologue. I found these pages scattered, teased across the rocks by a fitful wind. Some were too charred to show their words. Others fell apart in my hands. I chased them, though, as if it were my story they told, and not hers. Catherine's story. Aunt Catherine, sister to my stepmother. Catherine, who I've wanted every moment of the past 4 years. Catherine, who picks strange paths through my dreams. A few dozen ragged pages, weighing nothing in my hand, snowflakes skittering across them, too cold to stick. I sat upon the smoke-wreathed ruins of my castle, careless of the heaped and stinking dead. The mountains rising on all sides made us tiny, made toys of the haunt and the siege engines strewn about it, their purpose spent. And with eyes stinging from the fires, with the wind's chill in me deep as bones, I read through her memories. From the Journal of Catherine Ap Scorin, October 3rd, Year 98 Interregnum, Ancrath, The Tall Castle, Fountain Room. The fountain room is as ugly as every other room in this ugly castle. There's no fountain, just a font that dribbles rather than sprays. My sister's ladies-in-waiting clutter the place, sewing, always sewing, and tutting at me for writing, as if quill ink is a stain that can't ever be washed off. My head aches, and wormroot won't calm it. I found a sliver of...